Pro-abortion rioters attempt to storm Arizona Capitol while in session. By Wendell Hasebo on June 25, 2022. Pro-abortion rioters attempted to storm the Arizona Capitol building in Phoenix while the state Senate was in session. Pro-life Republican State Senator Kelly Townsend, who was inside the Senate building, tweeted members of the Senate were being held hostage inside the Senate building. Townsend said during one period the senators could smell tear gas and the children of one of the members are in the office sobbing with fear. I expect a J-24 committee to be created immediately, she added. Some Arizona State Democrats were displacing blame from the protesters, who were trying to enter the Capitol by breaking through security, Townsend also said. This is a public building, and they wouldn't let them in, Townsend overheard one Democrat say. MAGA Senator Wendy Rogers, who is also with her colleagues, said for safety reasons, the senators left the Senate chamber and assembled to take the tunnel to the House. But the crowd was dispersed and the senators went back to the Senate. After the Senate went into recess without concluding its business, the Arizona Department of Public Safety announced that tear gas had been successfully deployed and protesters had moved on to vandalize monuments at Wesley Boland Plaza. Troopers deployed gas outside the Senate building after protesters attempted to break the glass, the Arizona Department of Public Safety stated. The crowd then moved to the Wesley Boland Plaza where some monuments were vandalized. Gas was deployed again to disperse the crowd. The riot outside the Arizona Capitol building was among many protests throughout the nation after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade Friday. Protests occurred in Seattle, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Tucson, New York City, Reno, and Dallas. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.